Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium, and we spoke with Mike Vrabel a little while ago. If you missed that, you can always go back and rewind on the Odyssey app and hear what the head coach of the New England Patriots had to say as the Patriots get to 2-2 on the season, week 4, and we will talk with Boomer Esiason about that and about everything else that is NFL coming up at 8 on this morning show. Speaking of the Odyssey app, that's where you can leave a Hill note, and we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 this morning from Gillette Stadium. But we have leads left, a bunch of them. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Game 1 tomorrow night, Yankee Stadium, the wild card. Red Sox need to win 2 or 3. All the games will be played at Yankee Stadium. And if the Yankees are to win, they're going to have to do something they haven't done all year, which is beat Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet's numbers against the Yankees have been spectacular. 4 starts, 27 and a third innings, 20 hits, 39 strikeouts. I think Crochet wins tomorrow, and Bregman starts to bring in some cash. He goes deep. He gets the playoff Breggy. He's back in full effect tomorrow night, and I think the Sox win game 1. I also am just thrilled at the way Major League Baseball has figured out how to avoid the NFL. The NFL has Monday, they have Sunday, and they have Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, great days for the playoffs to begin, and I'm excited to see all the action tomorrow across Major League Baseball.
What's your confidence level when you get to game 2 and to Lucas Giolito?
I would say that our furry's going to have to stand up for him. I'm not sure what to expect from Giolito. I fear Judge, every time Judge is at the plate, I think he's going to hit a 600-foot.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you!
I don't know if it's possible to be underrated and be the best player on the Yankees and the best player in the American League, but Aaron Judge is the most fear. I can't even think. I guess Bonds, at his peak, was a guy that I would put in the same category as Aaron Judge, but he's just so big. He's such a great hitter.
All right,
I would pitch around him every single time, but I think the Red Sox win tomorrow night and get game 1.
Okay, I'm gonna jump frog if I could.
I love it.
Because just to get everybody excited on a Monday morning, not only do you get a Patriots win yesterday, but you got playoff baseball in Boston for the first time since 2021. And Friday night, certainly the way that game went had me in my feels, but Nathaniel Lowe post-game during his champagne bath had me especially deep in my feels, and so I just want to share this with you this morning.
You understand what it takes to do that. Do these guys have what it takes?
Yes, absolutely yes, and now it's all about execution. When this group executes, I believe that we're the best team in the league. Absolutely. We shouldn't go into it with any other mindset, no matter who's in our way. We win every series the rest of the way out. A lot of people are going to be really happy.
How much is October about that? Executing at the right moments, coming through in the clutch.
Matters. The only thing that matters is showing up and doing your job, you know? So we get to celebrate doing a job from the off-season, spring training, all the regular season tonight. And after this is over, we wash it down and we get excited about executing all postseason.
It's okay. Not important to execute. What type of question was that? How important is it to execute in the playoffs? Not at all.
All right, it's a little why not us like.
Yes.
And I like that.
I'm all in.
Best team in the league, he says.
Well, the Red Sox won a championship with one low. Why can't they do it with another?
Right. All right. Don't get too low or get too low or don't get too high. Let's get low. Right. 100%.
Get low.
Right. Yeah.
Rejoin.
Yeah. All right. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Just a question lead for me this morning. I do not know what to do. As a Boston College football fan, I am so disheartened at what I saw on Saturday night. They had that game against Cal, an ACC opponent, and the way in which that game ends. And I don't know if Dylan Lonergan's not the guy. You've got two interceptions when they should have been touchdowns. And I'm looking on social media, and all I'm seeing is people coming for Bill O'Brien and wanting Bill O'Brien's head. I'm sorry. I don't think Bill O'Brien's the problem. I don't know what is wrong with the school right now that we can't get a good football team on that field. Bill O'Brien, I think, is going to be one of the best coaches for a college athlete, a great recruiter, somebody who cares about the school, seems to care about the program, wants to be there. I don't think it's Bill O'Brien. I hate to say it, but I just don't know if BC doesn't give Bill O'Brien enough.
There you go.
Enough resources.
You just
to get
answered
a good...
your own question. BC has to get out of the world. You either want to be a football school and compete in the ACC, or you want to be one of the schools that's looked at like the rest of the nerds in the Ivy League school. You can't have it both ways, and that's the problem. BC has to be willing to do whatever it takes. And listen, the alumni at Boston College is probably, when it comes to financial elements,
ridiculous.
But if you got a president of the school who goes, that's not who we are. And I'm not saying you just got to let anybody in, but you have to be able to compete with the Miamis, the Florida States, the, you know, Georgias, like the rest
but
of
they've
the
never, but, they've never really been that.
But that's
we're having a conversation that I think is separate. They were the better team than Cal,
correct,
and they lost. So that's not on the alumni.
They were
that's
the better team than Stanford, and they lost.
Right. So that has nothing to do with Father Leahy. I'd love
to rip
the guy.
I'm just saying.
Like,
no, but Courtney is not putting it on Bill O'Brien.
I don't. I'm so worried right now, Curtis, that they are going to take it out on him, and he's going to lose a job that he should be in for the foreseeable future. Father Leahy's out, I believe, 2026 summer.
Right.
That's the end for him. I don't know if who they're bringing in to lead the school is going to give him more.
Don't have an issue when it comes to hockey.
No.
And to getting guys who want to go play hockey.
That's
there.
My issue.
Yeah, but it's different, though. The hockey element is different. Because
it shouldn't be.
Those guys get drafted, and what ends up happening, and a lot of those guys, they end up going to college after they've been playing juniors for a number of years. In the world of football, and I get what you're saying. I know it's the Cal, Stanford. I'm just saying in the world of being able to compete at that level. So if you're losing to Cal and teams like Stanford, imagine what's going to happen when you play Miami.
Of course. I can't even imagine. But you look at schools like Duke, who have had good programs in the past. You look at schools like UNC, who have good programs in the past.
They paid a quarterback $8 million.
Okay, but then that comes down to finances, and there's no issue with finances at BC. Like, I don't get it. It's like, that's why I'm saying it. I don't think it's Bill O'Brien. I don't know if it's Father Leahy. I don't know if what the school is taking in from alumni is not going to the proper places to put a good football product on the field. But it's getting to a point where alumni are like, what the hell is going on?
Mm-hmm.
But all the things that we would always complain, and I hear you, Courtney, I do. But all the things we bitched about have been fixed. Like, the stadium was full. So that's been an issue. Like, the students not going. That was a sellout crowd. Paris
they got
weekend.
The meatballs in a cup over there.
Delicious.
They had beer in the stands, thank God. They were in a position. You begin that game up 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then you pee it away. Like, I'm sorry. That game, they were undisciplined. There were bad penalties.
Yeah.
And Bill O'Brien has to fix that. That's why he's making $8, $9 million a year. He should be able to do that.
Five. And I agree with you, Curtis, and I think, like, there's certain games. But we always have this conversation, like, to be successful in the world, like, going to a bowl game, what's that mean?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? If you want to compete for a playoff spot, that's what I'm, like, big picture looking at. You know, is the schools that do that are the ones that come into or welcome the world of what this new college football is. NIL and transfer portals. That's why Clemson is stinking it up, because Dabo don't believe in it.
I enjoyed your conversation yesterday, which I heard secondhand, you and Breece Hill talking about college football needing a commissioner.
Yeah.
You think they do.
I think that it would
And you're applying.
It would benefit them. It would benefit them, but the problem is if you have a commissioner, you're also going to need to create a union for the players, because then the commissioner is going to decide on what the players are going to be doing, but the players won't have a voice on us not wanting to do that. What I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of like the sticky situation, but I agree. There should be a commissioner or somebody that says, here's how we're going to do things big picture.
Yeah. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you. Wiggy,
good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm going to just kind of, I meant to send this to Twitch Mitch, but all you got to do is look at AJ Brown cryptic tweets. You could put it up on the Twitch chat. New England Patriots, pick up the phone and do whatever it takes to go get AJ Brown. This guy wants out of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia clearly doesn't want him. He went to, I believe it was Twitter or X or whatever the hell we're calling it nowadays, and had a cryptic tweet that read, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders.
And read a book on the sidelines.
And be on your way.
And be on your way. Okay.
And then he put up his stats, I believe, which was 2 catches for 7 yards. So if you're New England and you have a relationship because of Mike Vrabel and A.J. Brown, and you clearly need a number one receiver that you would be getting the football to constantly. A.J. Brown is now the third option in Philadelphia, and he clearly doesn't like it, because the first option is Saquon Barkley. When it comes to the passing game, the second option is Devontae Smith and then A.J. Brown. So if you're New England, and I know I could just be, living in a fantasy land, I could just be shouting, what's the saying? Shouting at the
into the ether?
Or the
screaming
moon?
Screaming into the ether?
Screaming at the moon, screaming at the mountains, whatever the hell.
Is that what it is?
It's screaming
it could
at the
be
mountains.
Any of those screaming, things.
Yeah, it could be anything. Yeah. Screaming at something that I know won't hear me.
Yelling at clouds,
right?
Yes.
So if
screaming at mountains.
If you're New England.
My dad, Doc.
Why would you not do everything in your power to get this guy?
Wiggy, well, to your point, Jalen Hurts did not have a completion in the second half of that game yesterday. Didn't have a single completion.
I'm telling you, if you watch Philadelphia, they're 4-0.
Do you want a guy that's 4-0 on a defending Super Bowl champion that's miserable?
I think he's miserable because he wants to be the playmaker. Yeah, I want that guy.
That's not a winning guy.
He won a Super Bowl.
Right.
And he was a big part of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take anybody, but
I don't see it happening.
What do you think it would require?
I would probably say second round draft pick.
Okay, I'd do that.
Yeah, right, that's my point.
But
right?
But Mike Vrabel has said on this show he doesn't want to do that when it comes to draft picks. Like,
well, do you want to compare the picks? Because yes. Vrabel doesn't want to compare either.
I know he said he didn't, but I'm just like, it's me looking at this team and Drake May's success, right?
Yeah.
Look at Drake May and how he's played. Shyam has all the numbers. Courtney talked about it. You look at how he's played. Imagine if he had that guy.
Yeah. All right, Wiggy, thank you very much. Those are our leads. We are at Gillette Stadium. It's a Patriots Monday. They said it coming up momentarily. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Patriots take down the Panthers in an ass-kicking 42-13, the final at Gillette. The Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week is brought to you by Sports Illustrated. And let's give it to Drake May this week. He completed 14 of 17 passes for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns. He rushed in for a third. Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets, same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better. If you missed our conversation with Mike Vrabel this morning, you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. Shyam, just cancel out the way in which I phrased that Ty Lock question. I'm going to think about it the rest of the day.
Oh,
now.
You are?
Yeah,
don't worry
I'm just
about
I'm
it.
Mad
don't
at my. No, but I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at myself. Well, you know when you get angry at yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that can lead to improvement. It's self-critique.
So that was bothersome to me as.
I'm not in any way to improve right now.
No,
I'm just on the decline, if anything. No turnovers in this one for the Pats. So he talked a little bit about that as well as Steph Diggs. Some interesting things. Go listen to it on the Odyssey app. Sunday Night Football ended in a 40-40 tie between the Packers and Cowboys. And at halftime, We got to find out who the Super Bowl halftime performer is going to be. It will be Bad Bunny this year. So all that right. is who the halftime performer this year is, Bad Bunny.
Boricua!
The Chiefs take down the Ravens 37-20. Baltimore lost more than just the game. Lamar Jackson went out with a hamstring strain. He will have further evaluations done today for that. Monday night sees the Jets at Dolphins at 7:15 and Bengals at Broncos at 8:15.
Far be it for me to be pumping the tires of Bill Belichick, and he's not exactly in a great spot. But if I'm the Ravens and you are ready-made for a championship and John Harbaugh is underachieving, I mean, that would be the dream return of Bill Belichick, to go back to the team that was once the Browns, Baltimore Ravens, with him.
He loves the quarterback.
He loves the Inner Harbor. He loves Wire, I hear. So, yeah. I mean, probably 1% chance, but I watched that game yesterday. They were listless.
Told you. You got the wrong Harbaugh.
The Red Sox clinched a wild card spot on Friday night and then went on to drop Saturday's matchup with the Tigers. Win last night's 4-3. We've got a rivalry to kick off October baseball. Tomorrow, the Sox will take on the Yankees in the Bronx. And after a terrible showing from the U.S. at the Ryder Cup this weekend, yesterday had a wild comeback from the U.S., but they were unable to close it as Euro wins it 15-13. Some big Celtics news yesterday as Al Horford is heading to Golden State. He verbally committed to a multi-year contract with the Warriors, according to his agent. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium, and coming up at 8:30, Boomer Esiason. And heads up, I want to thank everybody who's up early and watching this show, whether on YouTube or on Twitch. Twitch has unsuspended us. Thank you very much. And this show on Twitch and on YouTube, presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. And for over 150 years, Springer's has helped New England celebrate life's biggest moments. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and they carry the world's finest jewelry and watches. So go to springersjewelers.com. Shime, let's get right to it.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for those who have been injured. And if that's you, call Ketch's Law today. What do you want to start with, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Rory McIlroy. After the Ryder Cup win for Team Europe, the U.S. tried to come storming back. Unfortunately, they fell short. They ended up losing the Ryder Cup 15-13. Here was Rory McIlroy after Team Europe won, talking about the unacceptable fan behavior at Bethpage.
I don't think we should ever accept that in golf. I think golf should be held to a higher standard than what was... you know, than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. And, you know, sometimes this week we didn't see that. So, this should not be what is acceptable in the Ryder Cup. But, you know, we will be making sure to say to our fans in Ireland in 2027 that what happened here this week is not acceptable. And it's, you know, come and support your home team. You know, come and support your team. You know, I think if I was an American, I would be annoyed that people, I didn't hear a lot of shouts for Scotty today, but I heard a lot of shouts against me. And it's like, support your players. You know, that's the thing. So, look, it was a rough week for all of us. But at the same time, we shut them up by our performance and how we played. And we tried to, I chirped back a few times because it got to me a few times. But we tried to handle everything that came our way with class and poise. And for the most part, I felt like we did that.
Go away.
You know, it pains me to say it, but I think he's right.
Like,
I think it backfired on them. I think they were motivated by it. Like, I think.
So if what's his face makes the putt after that unbelievable shot out of the bunker, are we talking about how it backfired? I feel like they had Rory lost yesterday, Scotty won, so whatever the fans were doing helped Scotty win, and it's the messenger, not the message. I agree. If that was someone else saying the identical thing, I'd say you're right.
Yeah.
I just effing hate that guy.
You don't like him.
He is such a douche.
Courtney can't stand him.
No, I don't like him either. I think that he was so pompous throughout the entire round yesterday, like the puffing his chest and then losing that hole. Like, I just...
I mean, he flipped everybody off.
Yeah.
He did things. He told them to shut the F up.
That was hilarious.
He did things, but in some ways, I think he's right about golf being different.
He's right about it when it comes to his family. Like, apparently his family was treated like trash while they were there. It was really, really bad. That should never happen. But when it comes to you flipping people off, saying things in the media, like, of course you're going to rile these people up. And that, this isn't the first time it's happened when people haven't like Patrick Reed, people hated for so long and he was getting heckled all the time, or like Bryson DeChambeau and his I'm going to blank on it right now.
Brooks Koepka.
Issue with Brooks Koepka. Like, people loved heckling the two of them throughout that. You're not the only person that this has ever happened to in golf.
Yeah. No, I mean, the U.S. was beaten by a better group of golfers and Scotty Scheffler was, I mean, world number one did not show up, Sean. He was not what I expected at all.
Yeah, I don't know that they were beaten by better golfers. I think they were just more prepared for the foursomes. Like, that's it was all that. Like, I think a lot of it was the pairing. Some of the decisions by Keegan Bradley were questionable.
Well, they were lights out putting, though. Keegan Bradley last night after acknowledged that he may have set the course up wrong. And I think the fact that the greens were soft was an advantage for the Europeans, Shime, because you can't predict the weather. But I just, I don't know.
I also think that they need to take away the control of, the home team from setting up the course. Like, I think that should just be, the Masters is great because they do a great job at establishing a difficult course and a difficult test. Like, the U.S. Open is great because they make it a difficult test. Make it a difficult test. Don't just make it a birdie contest for guys. Like, I don't know. Like, it can be fun, but I just think that it would be even more fun if it was actually difficult to make birdies on that course.
And I'm sorry if you engage the way Rory did, and I'm sure what was said was awful, and it was not, I'm not saying people should be like the way they were at Bethpage, but Rory, if you don't turn around and flip them off, then you have a point, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if when Jaron Duran was screaming at a fan and then bitching about people attacking him, it's like you can't have it both ways.
Right.
Like, you either engage if you're allowing it, for the engagement.
If you're going to be classy and above it all, then you don't.
But you can't be a victim when you engage in the very same behavior.
See, because I'm a hypocrite, because I had Jaron Duran's side when that was going on. I just think when it comes to Rory, he acts like it's only ever happening to him and that it's so different. Mm-hmm. That's why I just find it to be laughable, because guys have gone through issues with fans in the past and have had that same outcome.
That's why golf is not a sport. The fact that we're sitting here complaining about people heckling the athletes.
Well, we do it with baseball, too.
Baseball.
We do it with basketball, too.
No, but you can heckle. Like, in the world.
Well, but basketball now, people are getting kicked out of games.
Well, I mean, if you can't cross the line, I don't know what
that's just LeBron getting people kicked out.
Yeah. You can't mention his son.
I don't know what happened with the wife situation, but in the world of sports, it's about yelling and screaming and heckling. You bum, you suck, you know.
They were walking down to the tee, And he went, Rory went over, and I think, you know, he was either ran into a massive Euro fan or he was kind of challenging the U.S. fans. Then they walked further down to the tee. Dude was holding up a beer,
right,
and another guy from behind reached up and hit the beer, and it went out and hit his wife while she was walking down. So,
he didn't intentionally throw it. It was an accident.
The other guy hit it out.
Right, all right. I don't have a problem with
it. Was classless.
Abhorrent.
Classless.
As long as you're not crossing the line talking about somebody's race,
classless,
or something classless along those lines, or you know, go kill yourself.
It's abhorrent.
Thank you, Marcus.
That's why golf is not a sport. The fact that they're saying, hey, we need to be quiet here, that's not like the fans are there to yell.
But that's the way it's always been. It's
that's why
quiet.
I said it's not a sport.
But again, they were quiet in the guys. It's like foul shots. People are quiet in the NBA when somebody's shooting a foul shot.
Not in college basketball, they aren't.
Yeah, I don't know which game you've been
to. You have the whiteout, the guys behind. But in general, the crowd is generally cooperating.
I've been to plenty of Celtics games, and when the opposing team is on the
free throw. When Giannis was taking foul shots, people would count how long it takes for him to shoot.
Yes.
Like, well, as an entire stadium.
They were also doing the countdown on those guys putting.
That was hilarious. That was very good.
That was hilarious.
I was at a Celtics game, and I was like, hey, KG, tell Carmelo I want a box of Cheerios. So I mean, it's like
I think the countdown is like one of the ultimate taunts. Yeah. They did it for Giannis. They did it at the Ryder Cup. They've done it to Russell Wilson before. It's tremendous. Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, somebody associated with the Ryder Cup has lost her job mid Ryder Cup for what she did to Rory, and we'll get to that during the news coming up. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's head over to the New England Patriots. They got a big win yesterday. Stephon Diggs spoke to the media after the game and talked about, for him, the importance of being a leader on this team. Here was Stephon Diggs.
It was hard for me. Like, you know, through the past couple of weeks, I kind of want to do more. I want to show more. I want to, you know, be a leader. But I feel like it comes from consistency, especially like in practice and, you know, guys leaning on you and trusting you that you're doing the right thing all the time. I feel like part of being a leader is being accountable. You know what I'm saying? And not when everybody's around, just accountable full time, full circle, and holding guys to a standard. But you can't hold guys to a standard if you're not holding yourself. So that's the biggest thing for me. It's important for me to start a pregame speech because I want to get everybody going. I'm a high-energy guy, charismatic guy. I come with a lot of energy and a lot of passion. So I feel like that's part of the reason why they brought me here, is to be that guy. So I'm just trying to be myself.
Grudge game for him Sunday night, or has time healed that?
Oh,
time has healed that wound.
No way. No? Okay. Time never heals that.
Nah, all right, good. He's going to want to show out. I just want to know what the 5 out of 10 is like.
Vrabel is not pleased with that.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear that. He said that yesterday.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. After the game.
And he says he wants to be a leader and he wants to do more. But I just think, like, in this offense, what we've seen, that's what you're going to get. Like, and you should expect that. I guess it's him fighting the two worlds. Like, he believes in his mind he can do more and still be that Steph Diggs of several years ago. But I think the Patriots and Josh look at him like, that's not who you are. You're more of a possession guy, and, you know, that's what you're going to do for us. You're not going to be a guy that's, you know, we're going to send you on deep shots, you know, across the field and that kind of thing. So I think he's trying to figure out in his mind, in his world, is how does he balance those two things?
If you have two kids in 1 year, do you get double dad strength?
I don't know about that. I hope you would.
I mean, I feel like Sunday night you're going to see Cardi B ready to go. I don't know if they'll win, but right now I don't know if it's still there, Shime. 7.5 is what they're giving. They're being given by the Bills. I might take that. I think it'll be a touchdown game.
All right.
I don't think they get blown doors.
He's currently 8.5, Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Hop on that puppy dog.
Yeah.
Should have got it at 10 before Sunday's game.
Oh, that's what you should have taken it.
Darn it.
What's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, you tried to fire us up in your lead. You and Curtis did a great job talking about the Red Sox in your lead. Well, after the Red Sox clinched their first playoff berth since 2021 on Friday night, Alex Cora fired up the guys in the clubhouse. Here was AC.
In spring training, we talk about hitting standards every single day, right? And we knew he wasn't going to be perfect, right? But we were going to grow as a family. We were going to learn how to win games. And little by little, we were going to be better and better and better. I think we talked right before the All-Star break that was going to happen, and that's what really happened. I'm very proud of all you guys. Through the years, we went through a lot, right? Injuries and other stuff, you know, and we struggled and we got up and we kept going and going and going. Today was a perfect example of a team win. I mean, everybody contributed. From the guys playing to the guys in the dugout to the clubbies to everybody. Everybody contributed. Could feel the energy in that game. So I want to thank you for the effort. I want to thank you for everything you guys have done. But you guys know, we didn't come here to play only 162. We came here to win the World Series. Let's go.
Chills. Let's right. go.
I love it.
Crochet day tomorrow.
Can I just ask Cora who said they couldn't make the playoffs? Because
I don't know.
when they signed Bregman and the Cohiba was lit, they were one of the sexy picks to get to the playoffs.
But yeah. Mid-season, people were
no,
out
no, he was
that.
Talking about, but he literally said before
spring
the
training.
Season,
yeah.
Nobody had us going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't
well,
know.
You did, Chris.
I had them in the World Series.
Yeah.
I bet on them to win 90 games, and they came one short, sons of guns.
Sons of guns. And by the way, the college lock is back. We're back on the saddle. Saturday, I had Illinois over USC.
Monster pick for you right there.
Huge one. Success. Yeah. So look out.
We got to take a break, but we got more coming when it comes to They Said It next. And then Boomer Esiason will join us at 8 on a Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
UEEI. Patriots taking care of business yesterday here at Gillette Stadium. Absolute beatdown of the Carolina Panthers, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We will talk about it with Boomer Esiason coming up in about 10 minutes or so at 8. If I could, real quick, Odyssey app appreciation for a couple people that Wiggy and I met on Saturday while we were here for Ty Law's event.
Did you meet Len?
I'll get into that in a minute.
Oh, good.
But I want to thank Dave Mullen from Westwood and Joe Cavallari from Randolph, who are both everyday listeners of the show, listening on the Odyssey app. And you can do that as well if, for whatever reason, you can't listen on the radio. Then you can go right to the Odyssey app and hear us every morning.
Do you guys remember who won? I wasn't there for the actual judging part. I was there earlier.
Tavolinos won. So Ty does this annual Corvus Vodka cocktail competition down here. Wiggy and I were judges. Matt Light was a judge.
Yep.
We had a great day Saturday. But at one point, Ty wanted to introduce, he said he was up on stage and he said, Greg's my boss, but my other boss is here. And it's the guy that I negotiate my contract with at WEI. I'd like to bring him up. And so Ken Laird, the bland manager, was here looking very dapper. And so I realized as Ty
nice beaver.
What an odd comment.
Ty was saying, why don't you, he said to him on the mic to Ken, he said, why don't you come up here and introduce yourself to everybody? And so then... I thought came into my head, which was, wait a minute, Ty Law has no idea what Ken's name is.
So mean.
So what?
To put him on the spot. Poor Ty. He had to try all those drinks all day.
He's done like 5 contracts with the guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I said, Ty, what's his name?
Right.
And he said, oh, come on, Greg.
Right.
And I said, what is the man's name? And he said, Len.
Right.
He said, his name is Len. Len Caird. But apparently he's never paid attention during that.
Right. To be fair,
easy to confuse those two.
And to be fair, Ken is not really memorable.
Right.
So like, He's not someone you'd be like, oh, wow, what a lasting impact he had.
And we always, we either call him Boss Man or Lid, and then Ken gets thrown in there. So now I think Ty had a mix-up, and he was like, Len?
Well, yeah. I mean, if anybody understands not knowing somebody's name, it's you. But,
yep. I put your names all the time.
So from now on, he is the lifeguard and Len.
Yeah, Len Laird.
Len Laird. Len,
or Len Caird. Len, however you want to do it. So, all right, Shime, what do we have left for They Said It this morning?
I don't know if we can top Len Laird, but let's go to Lane Kiffin out in college football. A lot of great college football games this weekend. We had a bunch of upsets and some ranked matchups. Unfortunately, Wiggy's Dogs fell this weekend. Mm. Oregon took down Penn State, and Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss, ended up beating LSU 24-19. Before the game, though, there had been a picture that was posted on the social medias of Lane Kiffin's daughter with one of the star players from LSU, and
why would a daughter do that to her father? I have to ask that question.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. I'm sure they've been dating for a bit. I'm sure Lane was aware that they were together.
You think so?
Yes, 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 yes. They have a very close relationship. I follow her on TikTok.
Okay.
And she posts a lot. Her,
of course,
Lane Kiffin's hilarious. He is very, very funny on her social media.
Okay, but you have
very close.
You have a big game coming up on a Saturday. And then Thursday, you decide to go Instagram public with your
hard
relationship.
I wouldn't do that timing, but you know.
Okay. Anyway, Sean. Yes.
And so the theory was bet the over because Lane Kiffin's gonna run it up. And so this is what Lane Kiffin said after the game.
Well, here tonight.
Well, Trinidad made up for running out of bounds. So you know, we believe in our players. We go for it on fourth down a lot. And glad they made plays. I'm looking for Witt right now to see if he covered the over.
And the kid's name is Whit Weeks, and he's the linebacker. That's why he was like, I'm looking for Whit. He's classic.
I have never been happier to have a son. That would be, I don't know how to deal with that.
I mean,
hey, listen, boys are worse than girls, brother.
Well, not that way.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
What, you think that one of your boys would post a picture with, like, an opposing fan's daughter? Like, I don't know. I feel like that's the guy being like, post this, and she did it.
Yeah, well, you know, we still got some time. When James gets 18, we'll circle back.
Not a great weekend for UMass again.
No, not a great weekend for, you know, them playing against the Missouri team. But, you know, I guess it's one of the things that they can use it as well. They're power four teams, and you're not expected to win those games. They start conference play this Saturday.
I mean, good thing is they probably got a pretty big check for playing that game.
Yes, they did.
What do you think they got, a million?
I bet over $1 million.
$1 million?
But your boys got in, right?
Yeah, they get some opportunities, you know.
But didn't they both they played pretty well.
Yeah, they had a couple tackles. So they've been playing well all season long. They just need to get a little bit more burn. So, hey, you know, let's start ratcheting that up. When your team's not doing well, I always thought, like, you know, you start to give other guys, but I stay out of that, Courtney.
Right. Yep.
I stay far away from
smart.
That.
Did you see the AD of UMass saying they were going to get another $8 million into the program? Like, notwithstanding Wiggy and his kids, I hope they stay and they go undefeated the rest of the way. But how many years are you going to give UMass? Like, I get BC gets crapped and we stink right now.
Yeah.
But, like, UMass would always mock BC, their fans. Well, look at what you guys have.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
you are... That is a disaster. The program has been an unmitigated disaster since they went into D1.
Yeah, it is. It's not very good. And you know, there are teams that have been good that are group of five schools. And, you know, now with the new revenue sharing, it's kind of helped made things a little bit more of an equal playing field. But, you know, you can only get so much and give so much to certain players. And it really becomes, I think, at the group of five level, it really comes down to the coaching. You know, if you can coach those guys up and get them to buy in, that's where it is, because you're not always going to have the best talent in the world. So the coaching at the group of five level is so important, and you got to find the right coach. Then that's how to get the best out of every player.
All right, we are at Gillette Stadium. Coming up, Boomer Esiason on everything that happened this week in the NFL next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.